Dear citizens of the world, this is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. I welcome you all to topic discussion. The topic is India, Gandhi Jayanti 2014. India celebrates Mahatma Gandhi's birthday on October 2, 2014. Mahatma Gandhi, the prominent leader, led India towards independence movement. However, the foreign influence and political loyalty to domestic and overseas interests lay overcast and confirm the Dominion Republic status, rendering Mahatma Gandhi and several other patriots' sacrifice futile. India's political system under hegemony control conditioned to oblige and appease colonial powers and institutions behind global mayhem. The subversion of democracy, evident in flawed electoral events, invariably comprising vote rigging, counterfeit notes distribution to buy votes, black money circulation alongside foreign financing, is anything but free and fair election. Regardless of political parties and factions, the proxy rule continues at hegemony behest, with subjugation substituting liberation. The world's largest democracy in disguise represents and implements hegemony agenda, beginning with suppression of free speech, zero tolerance to fact-finding and truth presentation, curbing constructive criticism against misuse of authority, excess power to leaderships and parliament members, and last but not the least, extraordinary privileges at taxpayers' expense are the core elements of dysfunctional governance. The key factor is the lack of initiative and political will to crack down on corruption, leaving politics the epicenter for abuse of public office and funds, using the relevant position to rake profits through strong alliance with economic, entertainment, and other sectors in the nation. The current administration and political counterparts' participation in the Clean India campaign could perhaps be appropriate in directing attention towards clean Indian politics, bringing entities involved in various scandals and scams without exception to justice. Furthermore, the political authorities in ruling and opposition pursuing high moral ground could lead the nation with asset disclosure and surrender of wealth desperately required to promote economic and social equality. The leadership's action in this context as trendsetter for rank and file in politics as well as the entire country might be the turning point in Indian political history. Swachh Bharat Abhiyan could be successful only upon Swatantra Bharat Prayas in the freedom from corruption and hegemony policy, arguably posing impediments in meaningful development. The resistance to sanitize political environment witnessed until today with little or no desire to pass effective anti-corruption bill and law enforcement on lawmakers despite them being the majority lawbreakers is reflective of fractured structure, not to mention criminal background amongst ruling class become the acceptable norm evolving into life-threatening epidemic. The internal purification is essential in removing the clutter and waste from human mind. The self-cleansing act via introspection while renouncing illegal surveillance on selective targets is the preliminary step towards reconciliation with reality. Subsequently, the process would facilitate to exemplify honesty and integrity, a rare commodity in politics. Clean India motto, preceded by corruption-free India as cornerstone to healthy living standards would then prove political commitment to pervasive progress. Failure to clear clogging in political apparatus and government operation attributed to net deficit in ethics and propriety. The general surroundings nationwide are the mirror image of political stagnation and foreign dominance. Accordingly, addressing the issue at origin would improve the situation all around. Mahatma Gandhi and other brave souls' hard-fought independence is compromised in the contemporary political pledge of allegiance to regency and dynasty. The emancipation struggle is prolonged for those yet to experience liberty from economic woes and disenfranchisement. On that note, this is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. Convey my best wishes to Indian electorate in revival of democracy, representative of people, and governance protecting national treasury and endowments rather than political members' crimes with impunity. Jai Bharat. Peace to all. Thank you.